The Palo Verde Volunteer Fire Department experienced an unusually high volume of calls yesterday, responding to 3 incidents in less than 24 hours.
The fire department is the first line of defense for any wildland fire.
That was Megan Walsh, wildland firefighter, medical first responder, and public information officer with PVVFD.
Usually the calls are more spread out, but anything can happen in a day. And yesterday we definitely experienced high volume of calls for our local fire department.
The remote district is located 45 minutes southeast of Garberville, in the heart of the Emerald Triangle, where all 3 counties meet.
And that's the thing with Palo Verde Volunteer Fire Department. We respond to 3 different counties. So we respond to Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties. And it's a very large coverage area. And it's a lot when you get 3 calls in one day. So, yeah.
The causes of the Island, Mountain, and Scott fires remain under investigation. However, none of the fires grew beyond an acre in size. Despite this, responding to incidents throughout the district can be costly, and the funds needed to fuel the fire engines must be raised by the volunteers themselves.
Fundraising is a huge element of the volunteer fire department, and that is another reason why anyone in the community can give something, whether it's money or time and energy to the department. They can definitely help with fundraising because the people that are out there in the field are already doing so much to try to make these fires go out and help save lives. But if you can offer any time or energy to fundraising, that helps the people in the field too. Local volunteer fire department is sustained on donations from the community.
The Palo Verde Volunteer Fire Department has a donation account at Vocality Community Credit Union, and their mailing address is listed on their social media page.
Yeah, the Palo Verde Volunteer Fire Department has a Facebook page, and that is where we're working to get information out about any kind of fire emergency, where we're asking people to stay off the road or be ready for evacuations. That's where we're trying to get the information out, is on Facebook.
You can stay up to date with the district by following the Palo Verde Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook.